Anyone watching the Four Corners report this week would have been horrified by the hidden camera footage showing elderly people being abused and mistreated by staff. Many families say they felt let down by the complaints process. Submissions on what the terms of reference should be for the Aged Care Royal Commission closed last night, and by Monday, the government had already received 3,000 suggestions. The federal government says it'll now hold some roundtable discussions before finalising the scope of the inquiry. One person with a unique perspective is Professor Marilyn Walton. She investigated the aged care complaint system nearly a decade ago. Professor Walton has a career spanning more than 30 years in public health and patient safety, and she's based at the University of Sydney. She joined me earlier, and I began by asking for her reaction to the Four Corners program.
Well, I was out of the country for the first one, but I saw the second one, and I was horrified, I have to tell you. I was so shocked at the intentional abuse and humiliation of our most vulnerable people. And, you know, if that message doesn't get through to the government about this sector needing to reform and to change, I don't know what would.
Given your expertise, what can a Royal Commission uncover about aged care that we don't already know?
I mean, I think that's a good question, because just this year the federal government announced an independent aged care complaints quality and safety commission. And with the Royal Commission, they may well explore and give vent to many consumer and residents' voices, which is really important. But there's been so many reviews since before 2009 when I did mine that really say that it needs a redesign, a restructure and removal from the Federal Department of Health. And what we've seen is really a light touch regulation over the last 9-10 years.
So from what you're saying, are you saying that there's enough evidence out there already to get on with reforming the system?
I am saying that, because we know now that there needs to be, we've learned really from the health department, or the health system rather, 20 years ago, a complaint to a hospital or against a doctor or a nurse was really dealt with in a perfunctory, defensive manner. They now, though, have very sophisticated mechanisms for complaint management, and both in terms of the regulatory framework and the non-regulatory framework. With aged care, it reminds me of how health was 20 years ago. There's been a Royal Commission into health. We know how complaints should be managed and handled in that sector. I'm not sure why the aged care sector is any different when its primary role is to protect the vulnerable. And that is the same message really in the health system, is to protect patients from unnecessary and preventable harm.
You examined the complaints process in 2009. Has much changed since you investigated the system then?
Well, in 2009, complaints were dealt with in the Federal Department of Health. I recommended that there be an independent complaints aged care complaint commissioner. That didn't happen, but it was referred instead to the Productivity Commission, who similarly recommended an independent aged care complaints commissioner. And then we had last year the Carnell and Patterson review for the federal government, which recommended an independent aged care safety and quality commission, and to remove the quality agency and the complaints handling into a new independent body with three commissioners. I really can't see what a Royal Commission would recommend other than that.
That new Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, how confident are you that that will be effective?
Well, I'm not confident if they just rebadge and remove and keep the same administrative processes. Because if you look at it, even today, the Independent Aged Care Complaints Commission and the Quality Agency, they operate on a philosophy of improvement. So if you look at all the language and the protocols that they employ, it's around helping to improve a service, but then having no power to make sure that that service has been improved or implemented. What we need is true regulation. And at some point, the government has to bite the bullet in the aged care sector to have proper penalties to deal with the most severe indiscretions and behaviours of non-compliance with the standards. So it won't improve if we just have the same philosophy removed into an independent statutory body.
Given what hidden cameras have been able to expose, should cameras be mandated in every resident's room?
Well, I don't think we should forget residents' rights about this and including their families' rights. I mean, some families may want that and may not, and that's something which would need to be explored. I'm not saying a royal commission won't do some good. In my experience, I love royal commissions because that's the first time you get transparency of a system in the public arena. It's the first time the community really gets to know how difficult and complex jobs are in many sectors. So a royal commission also brings the new money, investment of time, new training regimes and so forth. So if we could get that done with in a new regime without the Royal Commission, I think that's, you know, I suppose a real advance.
What is the single biggest change a government can enact that would increase safety for residents?
Well, it is to create an independent aged care commission agency. It's to give it powers that actually have some teeth. It's to re-examine the philosophy of approach to resident safety and aged care safety in that sector. I think if they do that, there can be some, and community involvement in that process, of course, there might be some measure of gain and improvement, but it's the history of this sector has been that it's very reticent to move into the 21st century in relation to consumer engagement and transparency.
Marilyn Walton, thank you for talking to AM.
Thanks, Zaba.
Professor Marilyn Walton from the University of Sydney.